This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy, so enjoy.
Baby, I figured it's time for me to tell you that the way that mommy's raised you is not typical of boys your age. Mommy's trained and shaped and trained you to be my good boy. And that is very different than how other mommies teach their boys to be. Because I don't know if you remember, but just a couple years ago, when you were just 5 years old, just a little boy in kindergarten, you used to spy on mommy having sex. I think you were just curious because every single night, almost every single night, seriously, mommy would be making weird noises from her bedroom. And I'm sure that's what got you curious. And then seeing all the different men come and go out of our home. But I found you one day. Like, always I would see your little feet under the door crack, you know. And this one time, though, the gentleman that had came by forgot to close the door. And all of a sudden, I mean, I thought you were asleep. And all of a sudden, I see you. I see you watching mommy getting fucked by some stranger. And if I'm being honest with you, that's where it happened for me, because I loved you seeing me. I let you watch for a while and pretending like I didn't see you, but I knew you were watching the whole time. And mommy was putting on a show for you. And so once that man left, I called you in to mommy's bedroom. You were trying to act like you were asleep, but I told you, come here. I know you're not sleeping. And of course, like the good boy you were, you came in. Mommy was all disheveled from getting railed by that strange man. And I thought it was time to tell my son the truth. I wanted to expose myself to you and what I really was. And I knew I had a lot of explaining to do, because when I told you I was the town's biggest whore, you just looked at me like I was speaking a different language, because, I mean, of course, you're 5 years old. And nothing against you, sweetie, but five-year-olds are just dumb. You don't know a lot at that age. And then I got even more turned on thinking about teaching you all these things. So I taught you everything. Oh, and I also told you that the man that you saw humping your mother was your best friend's father. You remember, your best friend in the whole world. You guys are still friends. Yeah, that man, he's one of mommy's best clients. So anyways, that night, I taught you everything. I taught you about sex. I taught you how a man's pee-pee, like yours, gets stiff and hard. And that ladies and girls like mommy, we don't have stiff pee-pees. We have fuck holes. And that men like to put their hard pee-pees inside ladies' fuck holes. And it feels good for both people, the man and the woman, and how men make cummies inside the woman's fuck hole, and just how good it feels to get stretched in your hole, how good it feels to spurt cummies inside of a woman. And so I had to explain all that so I could explain that men, all kinds of men in town, paid me to put their pee-pee inside of me. Your mind was blown. You were so confused. It was so adorable. But I wanted you to know, in some fucked up way, I wanted you to know that I was the town's biggest whore, the most successful, and how every man that you knew in your life, mommy's probably had sex with him, because your mommy is the biggest whore in town. Still, you were so, it was just hilarious. You were so confused and so shocked. And I insisted that I give you some hands-on training. I gave you your first blowjob because I wanted you to see how your pee-pee gets stiff and hard from fuck holes. And oh my gosh, you prematurely squirted your cummies in mommy's mouth. Like, I think I sucked your little child dick for like 10 seconds. Maybe not even that. It was really, really cute. And so I wasn't done playing with you. I was kind of upset that you prematurely ejaculated in mommy's mouth. So I decided to give you a hand job to wake that pee-pee back up, because I wanted you to I wanted you to feel and know what pussy was like. I don't know. It just was... I loved all this training and teaching. And so I got your pee-pee hard again. I mean, because mommy's the best whore, I know how to make those pee-pees hard. And I sat on top of you and let you feel inside of your mother's pussy. And my goodness, you came again very quickly. You've always been destined to be this little preemie ejaculator. My goodness. I mean, I guess I can't like be too mad at it. It's a compliment, or maybe you're just so obsessed with your mother, your whore mother, that you can't help but just premature ejaculate every time she uses you. So yeah, we did some incest sex, and I also wanted to teach you that there was another way that boys made cummies. And so I stuck a finger up your little ass and massaged your little child prostate, and I made you come again so quickly. Holy shit, baby. You were so cute, like literally so cute, because when I put that finger in your little ass, you were squirming so, so much. You were trying to act like you didn't want it, but I knew you wanted it. I could tell, especially considering that you squirted cummies for the third time so very quickly. And so I trained you for a few more days. We did more sex practice, and mommy got her strap-on cock and trained your fuck holes, because I had a very special client, a very perverted old man, that I knew was into kids because, just so you know, every time this man came over and fucked your mother, I would have to talk about you the whole time. And this was way before I ever started playing with you, but he knew that you existed. He knew that you were 5 years old, and the whole time he would fuck your mother, I'd have to talk about you. I'd have to talk about your little fuckholes to this pedophile. And he would fuck mommy so hard while I talked about him fucking you. So whenever I got you up and going with getting trained, I called him right away and I told him, mommy's son is now a whore and I am going to whore him out to you, but it's going to cost a lot of money. And so that old man, he spent his life savings to brutally rape you. And he did. I don't know if you remember that, if you have that memory of the first time that a man raped you. But I was there the whole time. I was there the whole time because I wanted to make sure you're trained. And I wanted to make sure you were okay. But the biggest thing, I mean, this man was paying mommy a lot of money. So I had to make sure that you did a good job. So I taught you how to suck cock for the first time. And you did so good considering you hated every moment of it. But I really think you got into it. I think you did. You kind of got into the cock sucking. Although there were some tears in your eyes, there was a moment where I didn't have to move your head. You moved it all by yourself. So I would say you liked it. But also, which you really didn't like, you probably remember this. Or maybe your little brain has, you know, blocked it out of your memory. But mommy had to hold you down very firmly while this old man brutally raped you. It was pretty intense because you were screaming and kicking your little legs because mommy was, I don't know, it's just different when a woman pegs you. You know, and in this instance, you had this pent-up pedophile who had never fucked a kid. He told me he'd never fucked a kid, but that he would pay an obscene amount of money to fuck you. So, you know, it was his first time fucking a kid, so he was not gentle at all. I had to hold you down and stroke your cute little crying face and tell you everything's okay. Just take it, baby. Just take this old man dick. And you did. You did. You took it very, very well. Even though you were kicking and screaming, you milked him completely dry. It was, you know, not too bad for your first time. But after that session, I knew I had a really, really good moneymaker. I had the best whore to whore out. And so I'm sure you remember this because this was just like, what was it, last year? Where mommy arranged your first gangbang. I didn't even prepare you for it because I figured I didn't want to hear you complain and cry when I told you what it was going to be like. So do you remember I told you that you had just a normal session where someone paid to fuck you instead of mommy, and you were like, oh, fine. You had gotten so used to it. You were getting railed and raped, I mean, at least 3 times a week at that point. So anyways, you were ready to go, and mommy just sat there at the door and collected so much cash. Oh my God. You made me so much money that night. I collected all the cash and they just came in and just gang raped you one after the other. Holy shit. I didn't think that many Johns would show up for, you know, a little boy gangbang, but they did. And boy, did they gang rape the fuck out of you. And I was very smart. I made sure to stock up on smelling salts because I knew you would pass out from all that brutal raping and fucking. So every time, every single time you passed out, I'd give you, you know, the smelling salts so you would wake up because, you know, I'm a good mom, but I will tell you, I haven't admitted this to you. So after the first 3 hours, it was getting pretty fucking rough. I mean, very rough. The men were getting pretty violent and brutal with their raping. And you passed out. You had passed out like 10 times, I think. And this one guy that was fucking your little ass, he told me not to give you smelling salts. He wanted to rape you unconscious. And I let him. Of course, I charged him more money for that. But yeah, you probably stayed like asleep, unconscious for a good 30 minutes. Just railed like a rag doll. God, it was so hot. But yeah, and it was great. That was such a fun night, wasn't it? It really was. I felt like me and you got so much closer. I feel like you absolutely like pushed your limits and really got to know what it was like to be like a real whore, you know? And I just felt so close to you whenever you were struggling a bit too much during that gang rape, like when there were multiple men, you know, one stuffed up your boy pussy, one stuffed inside of your mouth, cocks just all up in your face. And I think you were panicking. I think you were getting scared because you couldn't breathe. And I would just lean down and help the men hold you down and just tell you how proud I was. And it's okay, sweetie. It's okay. It'll all be over soon. Just take all those cocks. They're almost done. And I just felt close to you in that moment because every time I did that, you would calm down, you know? And now we are making so much money, baby. Well, not we. I am. I am making so much money out of these mommy son sex shows. And I'm sure you're thrilled that you get to fuck mommy instead of being the one getting fucked all the time. But tonight's going to be pretty brutal, baby, okay? Because this particular client has paid me a lot of money to make this a nice and rough, filthy show. And he's going to film it, so I got even more money for that. And so he's going to put it online. You're going to be a movie star. Isn't that cool? Yeah. And so basically, like, I'm going to be the horniest mommy kitty fucker ever. Like, you're going to fist mommy in both my holes at the same time. You're going to put your two cute little arms up mommy's cunt and then up mommy's ass too. That's one of the main things he wants to do. So that's why we've been practicing fisting so much. And mommy's going to come a lot. I'm going to be squirting all over you. And that was his direction too, is that you are filthy and covered with mommy squirt and just mommy spit and everything. You're going to see the like most whore level mom ever, because that's what they want. They want like a really like filthy fuck pig mommy that just uses you like a fucking toy. And then there's something, it might be a little scary, baby, but it'll be fine. It really will. They want to see me like absolutely smother your face, like to where you can't breathe, like on the brink of losing it. And I'll pull off. Don't worry, baby. You know mommy's got you. But I'm going to be pretty rough with your face. I am. And you're going to not be able to breathe. And it's okay. We'll set up some little taps that you can give me, but I'm going to have to just be really, really fucking rough with you. And also, you're going to double fist mommy too. You're going to put both your arms in mommy, and you're going to hear stuff come out of mommy's mouth that is just filthy. It's going to be filthy, because when you get two of your little arms inside of me, it's going to feel really, really good. And then plus, I want to make sure that we really get paid for this, so I have to really, really sell it. So when you've got two arms inside of me, I'm going to be the filthiest fuck pig mommy. I'm going to be telling you to punch mommy's in the cunt harder. And that's what you're going to do. If I tell you to punch mommy's cunt, you are. You're going to be inside of mommy's cunt, punching it so fucking hard. And I'm going to talk about giving birth to you, how I want it to be better than that. It's going to be intense, sweetie. It really is. And I'm going to need you, which is why I gave you Viagra. I'm going to need you to give me lots of cummies, okay? I have to take a lot of your cummies for the camera, all in mommy's mouth, my face. You're going to make lots of cummies in a big bowl, and I'm going to drink it at the end. Mommy's going to strap you down at one point onto a bed, and I'm going to aggressively fuck you really, really hard. Okay? And that's why I had to give you Viagra. I just got to make sure that you last, because these men, oh my God, they're really perverted, and they want to see a real whore mommy. And I can give them whore mommy. Absolutely. I told them I can brutally rape my son on camera. I can hold him by his little tiny neck and fuck his little brains out. And that's what I'm going to do. It's going to get very, very rough. And who knows, some of the men might join in on the fun with both of us, but for sure, a lot of it's just going to be me and you. We're going to be, oh my God, we're going to be the best mommy-son porn stars ever, ever. This is going to be the hottest child porn. I'm actually really excited, because I think this is going to blow up. Yes. And I'm going to make so much money off this, son. It is. Like, we're probably going to be doing this a lot, okay? Oh, my God. Okay, so you ready? Are you ready to get just, like, brutally fucking pounded by your mother? I'm sure you are.